and then we'll take a break. There are so many others. But here's a verse in Revelations chapter 14, verse 13, that really awakened me to my blindness. It was a verse that I read probably 100 times. It was a part of the Presbyterian funeral liturgy. Whenever I did a funeral, I would read this verse. And it goes like this: "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord henceforth. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." Now you got to understand, it's a problem for a Calvinist. I don't believe in works. We completely downplay the necessity of works. Salvation is by faith alone, by grace alone. There's not a thing we have to do with it. In fact, we believe so strongly in the depravity of the will that we downplayed anything we might do to have anything to do with our justification, salvation. We even downplayed the need for growing in holiness, because from a Calvinist, a Lutheran perspective, we believe that our justification was something we were given externally, that underneath we were not changed. This is essentially what I taught, though I was a little iffy on our need to grow in holiness. I believed that. But one day as I was saying this verse, I realized that I'm telling the people gathered for a funeral that this person who had always said his works didn't make a difference, that his deeds were following him into heaven. And then I began looking at all the other verses that Scripture has clearly that say that we will be accountable for every act that we do. In fact, earlier in Revelation chapter 2, "And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches mind and heart, and I will give to each of you as your works deserve." He knows how we live. Jesus said that we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We are to be holy. Not just covered with God's holiness and yet underneath a pile of dung, as Luther is reported to have said. But as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. And now there are, I at that point discovered, dozens and dozens of verses that call us to quit sinning and to be holy and to recognize that we will be held accountable to our lives. The scripture also says that we're given grace that enables us to be repentant and contrite and to change. But these were not things I used to teach. These were things I discovered on my journey to the Catholic faith. Then a seventh verse that hit me is Romans chapter 10, verse